Okay, guys, welcome to the show. This is End of the Apocalypse. It is, what's the day today? Thursday, April 14th, 2022. Yeah, it's an end of the apocalypse today. No Deborah, guys. We probably should have brought her on, but I think she's busy. Still waiting on Chud X. I sent him the invite. He should be here soon. Yeah, guys. If you want to talk to us, hit us up on email at deborahgetsredpilled@protonmail.com. You can DM us on Twitter. You can DM us on Instagram. There's a whole bunch of ways to get at us. We post every episode on YouTube and Odyssey. I really want to pump up this Odyssey channel, guys. So I'm trying to figure it out. I'll have a link to our Odyssey channel in the show notes. If you haven't subscribed yet, which I know you haven't because I think we only have one subscriber, I'd really like for people to go in there and start supporting us in Odyssey. It's a pretty cool setup. It's totally... I don't know if it's totally uncensored. It's way more uncensored than YouTube. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing if we can go anywhere with that. You can earn some sort of crypto doing it, and that's exciting to me. But yeah, send us emails, and then also get into our Telegram channel, and it's a good chat. It's not a channel. It's a chat. So everybody can post in there. And yeah, if you are into self-sufficiency and solutions and not reposting articles about how we're doomed, get in there. Show us pictures of your gardens. And, you know, some regular conspiracy talk in there is fun as long as it's discussion, but don't just repost articles. If you do that, I'm going to kick you out. I kicked one person out of there. Feel kind of bad about it, but I'd asked them repeatedly not to do what they did, and they just kept posting these like right-wing, boring articles. And other than that, I am dealing with a real big rat problem in my chicken run, guys. I don't know what to do. They are out of control. There's this big bush by the chicken coop, and they've got this intricate set of tunnels, like the Viet Cong, in there. And then you can just look out the door and see them running around all day. They're big. They're brazen. They're not scared. I just put two traps with peanut butter out there. I'm going to see what I got after the show's over. Hopefully I didn't catch a chicken with them, but we'll see. I don't know what to do, but we got this thing called the Grandpa's Feeder, and it's this stainless steel thing. You put chicken feed in it, and the chickens have to step on like this pedal, and it lifts the lid so that they can get the feed out of there. But for the first 2 weeks, the first week you have to like prop it all the way open to train them that the food's in there. Then the second week you lower the lid down a little bit more so that when they step on it, it goes up a little bit. And then the third week you close it, and then they know that they can just step on the pedal and it opens it up and they can feed in there. It's supposed to get rid of rodents, your rodent problem. Because of right now, I'm giving my chickens fermented feed, but it's in a jar when we ferment it, and I just dump it on the ground out in the chicken coop area. And I think that's what's having food on the ground is what's contributing to this rodent problem. If anybody has any suggestions, let me know in emails, or you can DM me in Telegram too, or just post it in the Telegram chat. I'm also really interested in knowing what you guys want to hear. If there's anybody that you've talked to Or heard from on other podcasts or shows or topics that you think we should tackle that we've kind of not been involved with. So hit us up and look at here. We got my co-host. Here he comes. He's coming into the room. Looks like we've got Lanny from Greener Postures here. And let's see here.
All right.
How's it going, Lanny?
Oh, am I Lanny?
Yeah, you're Lanny every time.
It's true. It's like defaulted.
Yeah.
And then it takes me forever to figure out how to switch it back every time.
I can rename you if you want.
Yeah, can you just do that quick?
What do you want, Chud X?
Sure.
All capitals, no spaces. That's what you get.
That's what I get.
Okay. Yeah, what's going on, man?
Not too much. It's a day off, so I've been out and about all morning.
Cool.
Getting ready to do a big mow.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I feel funny like asking like, oh, how's the weather? But like, it's actually a part of the show. So what's your weather doing? Because mine is absolutely nuts right now.
Yeah, I'm really curious. We've talked a couple times since your snow, but I haven't really gotten to ask you about it and hear about it too much. Our weather's been pretty normal for us it's chemtrailing like crazy. Like even this morning I was going, oh, it looks pretty good. You know, I think we might get some blue sky and there's some natural, what I think look like natural clouds. And then just before I was coming in, I saw a big one just straight over top.
Yeah.
But weather's okay. It's really cold at night. We're getting hard frost, like down to 30 degrees or so, which is a little weird.
Is that later than normal?
A little later. Like we might still be getting some frost, but you know, those frosts that you get when the thermometer still says 35 or even close to 40, and there's just like a light frosting, but these are full frost.
So. Yeah. We're getting super cold at night. Like I said, we got, like, I don't know how they measure snow. Like if there's 8 inches of snow on the ground, does that mean we got 8 inches?
I think so.
Okay. We got 8 inches of snow on Sunday night overnight. I woke up. It's insane. It's stuck.
That is crazy. Is it still there?
There's snow on the ground, but it melted more than like normal Oregon snow. Oregon snow is usually, like, at least in this part of Oregon, it's the real icy hard kind of snow, because it's usually really, really wet and then freezes. So we get more like ice storms than snowstorms here.
So was this very wet? Was this wet or was it dry snow?
It was like around? The snow that would have been fun when you were little.
Yeah, like powdery.
You could, more powdery than normal.
If you took a leaf blower, it would blow it around.
It wasn't cold enough really to do that. It was just cold enough to stick. I think it was slushy-ish kind of.
But it was
deep, man. And all three roads to get off our island were blocked. Our power was out for a day.
And Emily ended in a ditch.
She tried to make it to work early. I think Monday morning, I think is when it was. And she put her Lexus RX 350 in the ditch, like a mile from the house. Fuck. And
that sucks.
I
should have gotten on it. I was wondering right away and I never reached out to you to talk about it, but Alana Freeland, she had, part of her presentation was showing people with what she believes is fake snow.
Yeah, you guys talked about that on your show a little bit.
Yeah, and people trying to melt it and not being able to melt it, it turning black, like before it would melt.
Snow.
And but I talked not on a podcast, but I was talking with Moral Bob about it, and he kind of thinks that's bullshit. I don't know. We didn't go deep on it or anything. I mean, there is room. I watched some debunking videos on it, and it was like, okay, some people make a pretty good argument that that's way all snow reacts. I wish I'd known about this concept when we had all our snow this year, because I would have done some experiments with it. But I question all the snow right now.
Yeah, it's very strange. I I grew up here until I was about 15, and there was never snow in April. I remember the first year that we moved back up here, 2000. So it would have been 2019. It snowed at the end of March, like a little, like a dusting that didn't really stick. And that was really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's mid-April. They're calling for sleet in the next hour.
Shit.
Snow overnight and then snow into Saturday and stuff. So,
and this is only like what, 6, 7, 8 top months since we had our heat wave with record high. What were the temps in your area?
Portland, like, was 115.
I mean, that's unheard of around.
I mean, that's like unheard of in Southern California.
Right.
It was the hottest day on recorded history in Oregon. And like the previous had been like 105.
The extremes are extreme right now.
Yeah.
That's apparent.
Yeah. But yeah. And then, so we've got the snow, and then in between the snow and the sleet has just been massive hail. I mean, yesterday it snowed, it hailed, it was sunny enough to wear a t-shirt, and then more hail, torrential rain, and now it's just you know, typical like January cold, rainy,
like
Oregon crisp. Right now
it's rainy there right now.
Yeah, really, really wet.
Yeah, I feel like today's gonna be a pretty dry day here, but but like I said, I saw chemtrail right before I came in, so you know, who knows.
Yeah.
Who knows what'll change.
Yeah, we've had we have measurable precipitation on the forecast for the foreseeable future, so no mm-hmm. dryness in sight.
Mm-hmm.
So if we would have planted, I mean, the only reason we didn't plant is because we're not organized yet, you know, we're still yeah. doing everything with the house. If we would have planted according to the Farmer's Almanac for our area, everything would be dead.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then in our Telegram chat we have Trista. Mm-hmm. And she lives in Southern California, and she said they were getting like over 100 degree temperatures like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, I heard like something after about
like
that
when
too.
She and like lost a bunch of plants and stuff. So it just seems like the extremes that they can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, people here are probably just like, oh, pretty crazy, you know, and then like, oh, Southern California's hot sometimes.
Yeah, I think most people, you know, like 90% of people or something, just pulling a number out of my butt, but don't think anything of any of this. You know, it's just, you know, it's the weather as it is.
Yeah.
Like, not long ago, I was just kind of curious. I searched on Instagram, hashtag clouds, to see what people post of clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not what I was expecting. I was expecting every single picture to have chemtrails in it. But it wasn't quite that bad, but there were tons with. And everyone that I would click on, you know, and they'd say, oh, I caught a beautiful sunrise this morning with a grid pattern in between them and the sun. And, you know, several comments from their friends like, oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, you're so lucky to live in such a beautiful place. Like nobody noticing that the sky, that does not look like a normal sky in some of these pictures. And, you know, I think so many people just see that and they just go, that they just don't think about it. They don't think contrails. They don't think chemtrails. They don't think anything other than, oh, neat lines in the sky.
Yeah. If anything, it's abnormal. And I want to know what's going on, you know, and I don't buy the cow farts and too much diesel exhaust.
No, I feel, you know, very convinced right now that global warming is real, that it's happening, and that it is man-made. But it's being made by the deep state or HARP or DARPA. You know, you could try and be more specific than that, but it's being caused by them in quotes. And it's being blamed on us and driving pickups and you know,
yeah, tractors
and hell, even your Amazon deliveries, you know, all your consumerist things are all coming from trucks and trains. And these are the things that are destroying our environment. And I've like always had a hard time buying that. And now I used to have a hard time to the point where I'd say, I don't think global warming is real. I think that they're just psyoping us into believing in it. But now I think global warming or cooling or something, they are messing with us, and they're making us feel bad about it that we're doing it.
Yeah, and there's probably, they can probably, I hate doing the whole they can, but yeah. I mean, maybe it's, you know, they can switch back and forth between cooling and heating enough to just gaslight people and make people like us who have said global warming isn't real in the past. I mean, it's, you know, you're open-minded enough to come up with the, what you just talked about, that you think global warming is, or some sort of climate change is happening.
Yeah.
Where other people would be like, no, it's not. It's just because they want to usher in carbon credits.
Right. Right.
And, and then, oh man, it's, yeah. Like, I'm a little bit, black-pilled on it. Like you said, you were after that presentation, but our guest is here. We should let him in soon. It's going to be a good one today. Pretty dark. But guys, yeah, we're a value for value show. We'd appreciate any donations. It's been a little light, all the way light recently, £0 if you were to weigh it out. If everybody, gave us $1 per show that they downloaded, ChetX and I would be doing a lot better. That's pretty easy to do. So yeah, we'd really appreciate some help, and, yeah, get at us in the Telegram and on, tell us what the weather's doing, where you're at, what you think's going on.
Yeah, we're very curious about everyone's weather.
Yeah, it's, I think it's just, you know, these Pacific Northwest winters get to you, and they seem like they're never ending. And then you're like, okay, I just got to get through March, and then you get to April and I get eight inches of snow on the ground. So
speaking of now and your snow again, I didn't mention that same day that you got that, when it started coming down, like probably around the same time, because Lanny mentioned it to me. I think you either put it on Telegram or Instagram or something when it was starting. And right around that same time, we got hit with, at first I thought it was snow, and then I thought it was hail, because I was upstairs with the baby, and someone said, hey, it's snowing. And I was like, oh, I got to get downstairs and go check it out. And as I was approaching, and I could see it fall, it was falling like snow, but then I got to it and I saw it was bouncing like hail. And then I went outside and I looked at it, and it was like shards of hail, like not round balls, like your typical hail. It was these weird shards of ice, I guess you would say. Very just different. You know, and in the middle of the winter, I might not think anything of that, but like we're in our warming time now. Yeah. And then all of a sudden that stuff starts coming down. So I don't know. Wild.
We'll figure it out. Well, we probably won't figure it out, but all right, we'll be back, guys. Okay, guys, we're back, and we're really happy to have our guest here today. Johnny Cerucci. Johnny, you've written books like Illuminati Unmasked, Disciples of Ra, Secret History. And today we're here to talk about some of the darker stuff that you covered in Eaters of Children, another book, kind of about pedophilia, the Catholic Church, and how it all ties into kind of newer stuff that's been going on, but the history of it. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, brother. It's good to be here for both of you. It's good to see both of you. It's all dark. And real quick, for anybody that doesn't know me, career military guy, Army and Marine Corps, and had a 1994 personal experience where I became a born again Christian, and it just totally changed my outlook. It helped me to deal with just a lot of life experiences that I was asking questions. I was unfulfilled. I was aggravated by what seemed to me corruption and compromise that no one else was covering. Leaning to the right of center in my values, I don't use the word conservative. I'm not stuck in the mud. I'm very open-minded. I'm more liberal than most so-called liberals. But I was asking a lot of questions. And as I've said before in other bios, that the best thing that ever happened to me, Adam, is that I didn't do well in the military. I had a miserable time. I wasn't, because honestly, the worst thing that can happen, this is true about anybody. This is true about doctors, cops, soldiers. This is the path. They get you on this gilded path and they corrupt you a little bit at a time. And each rung of the ladder, you leave a little bit of your soul behind. The higher you get, the more corrupt you are, the more they have convinced you to commit a crime to the point where you have doctors murdering people. And simple as that. Oh, don't tell me COVID's real. I know somebody had died. Yeah, doctors kill people all the time. It's a system of control to the point where if you're in the military, you get to the point where you're E6 staff sergeant and above, you get to the point where you're major and above, O4 and above, you're starting to get really controlled, really corrupted. You're at a point where you've already been trained. Just the whole process of being in the military is a training process of destruction of you, but you, the agenda that you take on yourself is one of corruption. And looking at my bookshelf, because I want to remember her name, Terry Kent Reed wrote a great book, Compromised, I think was the title of the book. Fantastic book. Now, it's only about symptoms. It's not going to give you the big picture, but really just a must read, Terry Kent Reed on CIA drug trafficking through Arkansas, being done through the Bush and Clinton administrations. Clinton, when he was governor, of course, Clinton is a bastard Rockefeller. That's the whole Arkansas and New York tie is he was a bastard child of a pervert deviant Winthrop Rockefeller. So that's how you got Clinton just appearing in Arkansas to become governor. And you've got his wife, Hillary Rodham, appearing in New York to suddenly become a United States senator.
Because that was the story was always that Bill Clinton was from a single mother, correct?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I never knew the other part.
Right. Yeah. The other part is the father was Winthrop Rockefeller, who was just an absolute sexual deviant. Men, women, didn't matter. Anything that was moving. If Winthrop come to your house, your fish stop swimming, as the saying goes. So he was raised by Jesuits. He was raised by Jesuits, which is how he got into Georgetown, which is how he met John F. Kennedy before Kennedy was slaughtered.
Was he educated like from a young age in just Jesuit Catholic schools in Arkansas?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now, I think he has, let me pull up. See, this is why I say I got to go to my Clinton. I think he, as well as Georgetown, I think he also did a Catholic grammar school as well. Let me double check that. Let's see here. If it comes up, I know they claim he's like Methodist or Baptist, or she's supposedly Methodist. Richard McSorley is the Jesuit that was his mentor, period, regardless of whether or not he also went to a Catholic grammar school, which I think he did. But look, everybody talks about Tragedy and Hope and Carol Quigley, but nobody talks about where Carol Quigley teaches, Georgetown.
Yeah.
Georgetown is the Jesuit hub of control for the Jesuits across that location of Maryland, Washington, D.C., which used to be called Little Rome on the Potomac. It was called Little Rome on the Potomac because it's the mirror image of St. Peter's. You have this massive satanic sexual phallus of Osiris across from the womb of Isis, the dome of the Capitol Rotunda, the exact same Freemasonic Gnostic architectures in St. Peter's Square. You've got a phallus stolen from the sun city in Egypt, Heliopolis, that sits in the center of St. Peter's Square across from the dome of the Basilica. Okay. And it's the mirror image, although in Washington, D.C., aka Little Rome on the Potomac, it's much more pornographic because you have a massive phallus that is 6,666 inches tall.
That's the Washington Monument.
Right. Yeah. We all think of George Washington.
How tall is it?
It's supposedly 555 feet, but in inches, it is 6,666 inches tall.
Wow. Wow. That is interesting.
Yeah. And of course, when you look at that, you automatically think of George Washington, right? I do. When I look at the Washington Monument, I think of George Washington's genitalia, right? No, we don't. No, no, nothing to do. By the way, George Washington is a secret closet Roman Catholic. On his deathbed, he had his best friend, a Jesuit by the name of Leonard Neal, swear last rites over him. Historical fact, okay? You ever heard of, talk about controlling both sides. You ever heard of the gunpowder plot, right? Guy Fawkes Day? Listen, when you want to protest the Jesuit machine, you put the mask of a Jesuit assassin on your face. That'll help you protest the Jesuit machine. You guys know the story of the gunpowder plot in 1605? You ever watch V for Vendetta, which is kind of a weird sci-fi pseudo-history take on it?
Yeah, I watched it recently. I was surprised that it was on Netflix at this point in time.
Yeah, those poor guys, gals, the Wachowski brothers were turned into Wachowski sisters because they were just yeah. too good at what they did. I mean, if you look back, I don't have the actual proof that they were manipulated, tortured, mind controlled into handing over their genitalia. But it sure looks like that to me. Between The Matrix and V for Vendetta, you're not getting any closer to a pop culture, millions of people exposed to this. The gunpowder plot. Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the way that story goes is, and I don't even go with the official story, but the official story is that the Jesuits, desperate to take back control over England from Protestant Elizabeth I and Protestant James I, who, by the way, who was the son of a hyper-devout Roman Catholic Mary Queen of Scots, whose own son, Charles I, was such a heinous closet Roman Catholic, he caused the English Civil War. But he was the good, he was the contractor behind the authorized King James Version, is James I of England, James VI of Scotland. But the plot was that the Jesuits were so desperate to get control back over of England that they were going to fill the House of Lords with gunpowder and blow it all up when James was in there. Which, okay, so if you know anything about the Jesuits, you're saying, what? These are the people that have perfected. Okay, the line of the Jesuits goes through the Templars all the way back to the assassins in the Middle East. Extreme experts at murder and assassination, like for centuries. Okay, you have no idea who they are. They're long gone, and you're dead. It was surmised that the mother of Henry of Navarre, good King Henry, the formerly Protestant king of France, was murdered by, I think, Catherine de' Medici, supposedly by a poison inside of her glove. Now I don't know. I mean, that's the accusation, but it's plausible. It's crazy. It is. It's plausible. These are the absolute experts in assassination and murder. And yet we're supposed to believe that was their idea. Who came up with this idea? Wile E. Coyote? What, you know, they're going to wait and then they hit the plunger. And then, so the story is that the word got out. And they rushed down to the basement. And who was there but poor Guido Fawkes, Guy Fawkes, guarding the door? That poor bastard was the patsy. They said, hey, okay, you stay here and we'll be right back, okay? Get out of here, hurry up. There's a great book on it, a must read. I usually recommend this after my books. After my five books, I always recommend Rulers of Evil by Frederick Tupper Saucy. And Saucy is so good. I mean, some of the members of my team think that he was a Jesuit himself. His premise is that the gunpowder plot was, what did they say? They call it blown cover as cover. Blown cover as cover. Just brilliant. Satanically brilliant. Satanically brilliant. So the idea is James I is really on their team, okay? Just like Trump, okay? If you want to solidify Trump as president, then you attack him, even though he's not doing anything. He's a waste. He's an absolute waste. So as the Trump supporters start to wake up and go, you know, this guy has been in for 3 years, hasn't done an effing thing. He hasn't built the wall. He hasn't. He's done. In fact, the only thing he did was he presided over the scamdemic and fast tracked this dangerous vaccine.
Yeah, kept Dr. F employed.
Oh, hold over
and locked us down.
Yes,
absolutely, absolutely. Home run. How much time do we have? That's a whole nother show. How do we have these guys like Fauci? How do you say Fauci and not say Jesuit? Okay, this guy. This little troll, devout Italian, Roman Catholic, twice trained, twice Jesuit trained, an absolute institution in the United States government. How do you know that it's all a game? For everybody that gets vested and invested in this Democrat Republican fraud, you look at somebody like Fauci, who is a Jesuit of the short robe, someone who's not ordained, but he's so powerful for the Jesuits, he might as well be one, who's been there for decades. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden himself. Where did Joe Biden come from? Did he just come up off the street like Trump did? No, he's been there for decades.
50 years now. I remember it was 47 was the number when he was running, I think.
So. Pelosi is a congresswoman. You know how many times you're supposed to be reelected if you're in Congress? Every 2 years. How many times has Pelosi been reelected? So many times, it's ridiculous. It's statistically absurd. So let's say she's been in there for whatever, 42 years. She's been reelected 21 times. Are you kidding me? 21 times that disgusting, evil female has been reelected to again and again and again take charge of the House. As opposed to the Senate, not to be confused with the Roman Senate, to be confused. That's why in the rotunda, the speaker stands between two fasci, which are Roman symbols that say all will bow under the authority of one, of an implement of war, a battle axe or a spear bound with rods together. That's a Roman fasces. God, Adam, you trying to jump in?
Does it look like a fasci kind of look like a bale of straw?
It does.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have a minute, look up the icon for the United States Tax Court.
Yeah.
The United States Tax Court. You know what it is? It's a circle with a U and an S and a single fasces in the middle. Nothing else. None of the Gnostic satanic heraldry and symbolism, an eagle all spread out and the Roman laurel and all of the bullshit. Nope. A fasces. The U.S. Tax Court, you will pay your taxes and Rome will benefit. That's what that says.
Yeah.
So many rabbit holes. I forgot where we are. I'm going to look up where we come from. So
yeah, you're cutting deep and hard right out the gate, man.
Right out the gates, man.
Mean too. Clinton. Oh, yeah. So Clinton. Okay. So Richard McSorley was the Jesuit that held his hand and walked him across communist Europe. How the heck do you get a tour across communist East Europe ending in Moscow? Kid you not, ending in Moscow, that only the Jesuits can do that. It's because the Jesuits were installed in Russia. Oh, yeah. And I was telling you about the gunpowder plot. We'll finish that in a second. Installed in Russia in the 1700s with their so-called suppression. Catherine, who we're told is Catherine the Great. As soon as you hear somebody is the Great, that's a flag, okay? That's some fraud historian repainting some satanic piece of crap to be much more than they were. Catherine was Germanic, Prussian. She was not Russian. She murdered her husband in order to take control of Russia. This is what they do. This is part of the program they have.
A lot of royalty is German, correct?
A lot of royalty wasn't born where they rule.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of royalty are inbreds. They have this concept of, well, I have the divine right to rule over you because my family tree doesn't fork. It goes straight up. And my father had sex with his first cousin who had sex with her brother and who had sex with his mother. Literally, that's what they do. But it's not really for us. It's for them. The PSYOP is, we have to turn off our brains and just accept these monsters as our rulers because they have the divine right. That's what the Dan Brown Holy Grail BS was all about. Oh, it's not the actual Grail, the Roman Catholic cup that Christ drank over, that was run over to where the cross was and also caught his blood at the same time. These myths, these relics, absolutely absurd. It was actually proof that your bloodline goes back to Jesus, who secretly had sex with Mary Magdalene. Are you kidding me? Oh, who comes up with this stuff?
Yeah, what's that? Do. What's that other that famous conspiracy book that came out? I think maybe in the 70s that some reporters wrote about, like holy blood, holy. Do you know that one? That's
That was actually pretty good. Holy blood, holy grail. That's got some pretty good information on the Templars.
Yeah.
And the Templars are the ancestors of the Jesuits. That's the Templar. House of the Templars led into what the Jesuits have become. Let me make sure I don't have any loose ends. So Clinton, drugs, CIA, we'll come back to the Templars, the CIA. Listen, and this is one of the reasons why I left the military, guys, is because I found out that, well, I knew this throughout my career, is that America's greatest enemies are her own institutions. I mean, we all know this. We know this as investigative journalists, as researchers. The biggest criminals, where does the trafficking, the pedophilia you guys want to talk about, the pedophilia, where does this come from? The biggest traffickers are the government, okay? This is why you have this fraud of comedian, Catholic comedian, supposedly now Jewish, Ashton Kutcher, with his Jewish wife, Mila Kunis, going and giving testimony before Congress because the FBI just doesn't know how to catch these pedos. So they need Ashton Kutcher's help. Are we all really that stupid?
Yeah. There's some weird stuff about that guy too. Like he found or witnessed a murder, correct? You know that story?
I don't, but that's all part of the corruption. That's all part of the corruption. They probably sealed him into silence with some sort of weird, creepy. I've heard stories about Roman Catholic Nazi Arnold Schwarzenegger was some kind of muscle man that committed a murder as part of his progression. So that's sealing with blood is a big part of it. Biden, as Biden got started as a United States Senator, his wife and daughter were killed in a car accident. Now, right. I don't know that was even necessarily foul play. And I'm a born again Christian, so I'm always looking into an interdimensional spiritual aspect to this. And there's this concept that, and it also feeds directly into what we wanted to talk about, the pedocracy, what I have called the pedocracy. So thankful that my poor Dave McGowan, before he passed on, called it pedofocracy, and he left it open for me to call it pedocracy. And I got that. this concept of us versus them, guys, it's us versus them. And there is a system that is unbelievably evil. I hate to sound simple-minded, but that really is the best. That's the best way to describe it. It is an incredibly evil system. Now, for me as a Christian, I clearly see that there is an interdimensional power, a really, really strong one that is running this system. But you don't have to believe in that. You just have to look at the system and look at how people act in the system. And it's a very, very simple concept. And coincidentally for me, it's a very Christian concept. It's us versus them. And you have this pyramid. And the higher you get on the pyramid, the less people are involved, the more evil they are. And at the bottom is us. We're the useless eaters, right? And above us, it's a feudal caste system. And it exists right now in the Democrat West, the Democratic West. It exists right now. Rome lives for feudalism. The last challenges to complete and total Orwellian feudal state is what's left of the Bill of Rights of a common person to own property and defend it with a firearm. That's pretty much gone. Anyway, you cannot own a firearm. The purpose of the Second Amendment is to put in your hands what a tyrannical government would come after you with. And we're done. They have the real assault rifles, okay? An AR-15 is not an assault rifle. 16-inch semi-automatic, that's not an assault rifle, okay? That's a 22 caliber rifle, period. Yeah. You use it for plinking. Maybe if you're an idiot, you use it for hunting. It's kind of underpowered anyway. That's why the military has been using it for generations, because it doesn't get the job done. That's the purpose of the Second Amendment. And but the bottom line is, we have feudalism today. It's gone. It was our representative republic is gone and was really never here.
Do you think democracy has been used to usher in feudalism? Like, we're Chud X and I are no fans of what they call democracy, and we feel that it's kind of just been force fed into the brains of the masses to defend it and think that it's good. But if you ask anybody, why is democracy good? Nobody can really explain it to you.
They put it on a pedestal. It's our sacred democracy. They often actually use that word, sacred democracy. But then, if you ask someone who says sacred democracy to break down to me what democracy is, what does that mean? They're just gonna have marbles in their mouth and not know what the hell they're talking about.
Good for you. In its rawest form, it is imperfect of a typical Greek. Well, no, a Greek democracy is not democracy in its rawest form. There have to be checks and balances because the majority can still be wrong. However, in general practice, a pure democracy is going to land you in a decent position where there won't be as much abuse. But what we have today is as much democracy as it is capitalism. Doesn't exist. We have oligarchic social fascism.
Right.
Okay. We have oligarchic social fascism. We have a control by the few. And the scamdemic sealed that. There was a danger that good people at the bottom, sweating their asses off, busting their asses to really create jobs, to do real jobs, not doing service industry, Wall Street, Amazon crap, family-owned businesses, small businesses. That's what the reset in the scamdemic was, to destroy them and push them out of the picture so that the satanic elite can really consolidate their control. I think it was John D. Rockefeller that said, competition is a sin, something to that effect. Competition is a sin. That's the ultimate. So down the road, so-called capitalism, the goal of capitalism is to destroy capitalism. Okay. Yeah. Is to destroy true competition. That's why guys that I used to listen to when I was growing up, Rush Limbaugh, total utter fraud. And I knew that even when I was a, I say this lovingly with anger, conservatard is someone who has right-minded values, but still is a coward and doesn't have the courage to rock their own boat. Yesterday's conservatard is today's Q-tard. Someone that, okay, all right, I will allow for systemic child sex trafficking, but not with Donald Trump.
Yeah,
our team.
I refer to him. It's a general term that doesn't quite capture it as much as Q-tard, but kind of a boomer con is what I call him.
Yeah, these are people who have right-minded values and yet are still cowards in relation to rocking their world. They acknowledge unbelievable evil, but only in as much as it doesn't affect them. And as soon as it starts to affect them, they turn the brains off and go for whichever foolish systemic excuse is laid out to them, which is why Q, which, by the way, I've heard an accusation that Jesuit trained Goldman Sachs boy Stephen Bannon is actually Q. It sounds plausible to me. I like that, because that goes into the Pizzagate thing. The unbelievable gall to play that game, to acknowledge systemic child sex slavery as nothing more than a means to elect a pedophile over another group of pedophiles. Just the ultimate in arrogance, as is the scamdemic. You have locations where they just re-upped the mask rules. for no reason, just for no reason, just because they are that arrogant in their power. And it's always in a far left bastion, a city, Philadelphia, New York City. I know they just did it here in Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I'm the closest big city to me is Portland, Oregon. So,
oh my goodness. Oregon. Let me tell you something.
My wife's fighting with people right now about having to wear a mask where she works. She's a small business owner, but she is in a shared space building. And there's a couple people in there that are medical practitioners that have their own offices in a larger building. And they're trying to force everybody to wear a mask in the common areas.
Oregon is a mirror image of California, which I call the People's Republic of Mexipornia. Wherever there is someplace that is really beautiful, Hawaii, Oregon, California,
yeah,
New York, wherever someplace is really beautiful, the far left goes in and destroys it.
Yeah.
Ruins it, turns it into
we're stuck in between Seattle and San Francisco. We're like a small population, weak state. So we just kind of, Portland just kind of sits there and waits for Seattle and San Francisco to make up their minds. And we just kind of do what they say.
Yeah.
Right.
And it sucks because it's like everywhere else in the United States, it's a conservative rural state for the most part, but there's Salem, our capital, Eugene, where University of Oregon is, and Portland, and that's it. And then the rest is people.
And those are densely blue.
Raising cattle, you know? So yeah.
That's a formula that works for them everywhere. The cities are the cesspools of pus to drag down beautiful states. Same thing with New York. New York City, Albany, etc. Those are the cesspools of pus that drag down a beautiful state in New York. I lived there not far from where a vicious... You know, I love David Icke. He goes a little far with the reptilian, but as far as reptilians go, I think Margaret Sanger is pretty close, where she created Planned Slaughterhood as an outpouring of her Roman Catholic upbringing. Elmira and that area of New York, beautiful, beautiful, Corning, beautiful state, completely ruined. Who's the fiefdoms? The Cumos,
Cuomos.
The far left Roman Catholic communist Cumos. Andrew Cuomo, an unbelievable criminal, far left Roman Catholic communist governor of New York, son of Mario Cuomo, far left Roman Catholic communist governor of New York, brother of Christopher Cuomo, far left Roman Catholic communist anchor for CIA.
Mouthpiece, yeah.
It's
crazy how they've dropped off. They've just disappeared now. It was on there for a couple minutes when he was getting fired from CNN after his brother stepped down. And now it's done.
We got him, Adam. We got him, guys. We got him. They'll never do that again. Justice is served. Yeah. Yeah, they're kicking back caviar and champagne in their mansions and their gated communities. Probably accepting 6 and 7 figures to go on speaking tours, and they'll serve us again in 4 or 5 years to run for office again.
Yeah.
So just likely.
Piers Morgan get elected.
Piers Morgan, a Roman Catholic piece of crap. Who was caught fabricating news, should have went to prison. And instead he bounces from news area to news. He bounces from news to news. How does he still have a job? Okay. Because he's a far left corrupt Roman Catholic piece of crap who pushed the scamdemic and all the way back. And I think what he fabricated was some kind of Israeli Palestine, something. I think that was he was a part of. That should be criminal charges. But instead, they keep going higher. Same thing with, I heard James Corbett, a guy who's never heard of the Jesuits in the Vatican. James Corbett says his goal, as he was talking to a Jesuit-trained Irish Roman Catholic, Bobby Jr., who I adore, but he's still a Jesuit-trained Irish Roman Catholic from the Kennedy clan. He's the best Kennedy he's ever lived, but he's still, you know, on their team. James Corbett's goal is to have Anthony Fauci step down. What? That's justice? No, justice is to have Anthony Fauci so filled with AZT that his eyes pop out of his head and then have him eaten alive by sand fleas.
Yeah, put his head into a bag and have him eaten by...
Put him in a bag and eaten alive by sand fleas. That's justice with Anthony Fauci, okay? And then tape it. And then put him in a furnace after that. That's justice for Anthony Fauci. That's not justice to have him step down. Pick one. Kutcher... Pedocracy. We've got 15 different rabbit trails we can go back down.
Well, let's bring it into current era.
If you want, Adam, we can go current era, but we can also still talk about Pizzagate a little bit more and do a little bit of history on Pizzagate.
Yeah, yeah. So, I want to stick on that. I got a couple names from Pizzagate, but yeah, what are you thinking?
I wanted to tell people about where this all came from. Pizzagate. Everything has to be gate. Gate this and gate that. Usually because it's a psyop that hits around October in an election year. Roughly about the time is the Al Smith dinner. Y'all heard of the Al Smith dinner? It's where all the frauds in politics go in New York to honor the devout Roman Catholic ex-governor of New York. Oh, and by the way, Rockefellers? No. The Roman Catholic Church owns the state of New York. And they go to New York and they make the spawn of Al Smith. Talk about tree don't fork. It's like Al Smith number four now. And no exaggeration. I think it's Al Smith number four. The same name, generation after generation, to let you know they're the ruling Roman Catholic elite. Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, same thing. They have this clique of caviar, champagne, super elite that they all Jesuit, Georgetown prep. Their world is so radically different from ours. Anyway, the Al Smith dinner, Pizzagate, everything is gate this and gate that because going back to Watergate. So you guys know what Watergate supposedly was?
Yeah.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Okay. So
I watched your short documentary yesterday on it. So I never knew the stuff about Bernstein and what are their names? Bernstein.
Woodward and Bernstein. Woodward. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. You cheated. So basically how did it even come up on the radar? Because the Vatican Bank owned the property. The Vatican Bank owned the Watergate property where the Watergate Hotel, in a room of the Watergate Hotel, the Democrat Party had their whatever, their little war room. Completely unnecessary for Richard Milhouse Nixon.
You said something like he was carrying like 49 states or something when that happened.
Yeah, completely. Richard Bohemian Grove Nixon. Okay. Yeah. Completely unnecessary.
Richard, it's the faggiest place. Faggiest thing I've ever seen in my life, Nixon.
But I still went and I had a good time. I took my clothes off with everybody else, but it was faggy. You know, I wouldn't touch them, but I took my clothes off.
As long as they're the ones touching me, it's not gay.
Right. I could just close my eyes and let it happen. You know,
if you're wearing a condom, you're not really even touching them.
Right,
you know?
Right. And by the way, a lot of people have seen the picture of our conservative evangelical patriot president Ronald Wilson Reagan there at Bohemian Grove, right? If you haven't seen that, go ahead and look that up. Ronald Reagan at Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
What an absolute fraud. All of that is. All of that. Watergate and completely unnecessary because he carried 49 states for him to have Roman Catholic convert Everett Howard Hunt and his team of murderers, assassins, and stooges, a simple break-in, completely unnecessary, but it was actually a power play. And so they were afraid. And the Nixon tapes were why they were afraid. They didn't quite know what he had on them. And so this was their way of getting him out of the picture, but not necessarily doing him as dirty as they would normally do a guy, you know, like Gary Webb, a good man, a researcher, a real one of the last few journalists for the San Jose Mercury News. That outstanding San Jose Mercury News who fired Gary Webb after his brilliant story, fired him after his brilliant story. And all the great journalists and the LA Times and the New York Times and the Washington Post viciously, brutally attacked Gary Webb. But now he's a great guy after, of course, he shot himself in the face twice in a suicide.
Yeah. So you're saying that the Watergate scandal was planned to get Nixon out of office because it was unnecessary and he had dirt on whom?
Well, nobody knows because the Nixon tapes, he was constantly recording himself with everything. And so nobody really knows what dirt Nixon had. And so if you don't know, that's your way of forcing them out, but not doing them so dirty that they don't go, you know what? I could be dead. I'm just going to, you know, walk away. Same thing. The same thing. What happened is,
he kind of got to, he got to live out his days in Orange County, Southern California, still being honored. Having, he's got that big library down there named after him.
Because Warren commissioned Ford came in and pardoned him, as was part of the plan. Right. Gerald Ford, who is it? Was it swine flu or bird flu? We'll call him swine flu Ford. One of those ridiculous scamdemics occurred during him.
Yeah, it was a pig flu in the 70s. Yeah.
Swine flu, right. When he pushed that and came up just short of the unbelievable tyranny that they knew today. This is just the same thing they try over and over and over again. And that's because viruses don't exist and it's a total scam. That's a whole nother show. But Gates, why it is. So everything has to be gate this and gate that. It's because it's a psyop that occurs during the election cycle in order to push one fraud over the other. But the bottom line is the Luciferian Jesuit elite win no matter what. Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Oh, those are our choices. Wow. Give me a break. Republican or Democrat. So when people say right versus left, I do get upset because there are substantial differences between right versus left. You just don't know what they are because you have these frauds. Donald Trump's job was to be a buffoon, a mockery of the right. Okay. There's nothing of substance. When you look at it in a clinical point of view, a military point of view, a scientific point of view, a clinical point of view, you want facts. I on my show, I tease people. I go back to that. What is that stupid Wendy's commercial? Show me the beef. I go to the Thomas Mapother the Fourth movie. He's in Orsini, Thomas Mapother the Fourth. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom Cruise.
Oh, okay.
Tom Cruise, who was actually in Orsini, one of the black nobility families that has given Rome countless cardinals and bishops. I don't know if there have been any Orsini popes, but lots of cardinals and bishops and priests. He himself, old Tom, wanted to be a priest himself, and instead he just became an institution in Hollywood. All right, where was I going? Gates. And
we're talking Gates, talking Pizzagate.
Right, Pizzagate. So the whole process of, two parties. So two parties and right versus left versus Republican versus Democrat. So it's, so this goes back to what you guys are talking about in democracy. There is no democracy because it's completely corrupt system. And there is no representative republic either. It's completely and thoroughly corrupted. Okay. It's completely corrupted all the way down to the local level, which is why I tell the courts, especially. So there's a lot of people in our community and many of them are well-meaning that are like, oh yeah, I know the system. I know how it's done. You go here, you stand here, you don't touch the yellow fringe, you don't move past here, you don't use the all caps, and this is how you win in court. There's a problem with that. Now, there are people who are pretty sharp on this, on sovereignty and I will not comply and so forth, that you listen to them and they got it. So you go in at low-level courts in a low-level court, and the pedophiles and the criminals and the frauds, the judges and the prosecutors and the lawyers and the cops, they go, ooh, he knows our system. We're not going to be able to really hand it to them. But the problem is that you're enjoining warfare on the battlefield they have prepared. And if they want you bad enough, they will simply change the rules and screw you anyway. Okay? So let me say that again. Do not seek this out. If you are pulled into it, absolutely. Learn their system to the best of your ability. But do not seek this out because it is foolhardy. If they want you, they will have you. They will take you and they will change the rules. And the only way out of this is to take their rotten house of cards and rip it down. Okay. That's where, and I'm not saying, oh, warfare. Well, civil war is long overdue. What they just pulled right now is 9/11 4.0. If you know anything about the mass murder of the elderly and the hospices, of the children, the experiments on the orphans, the pedocracy in and of itself, all the way back to us trying to get out the formula. I never finished the formula. What is the formula? The formula is very simple. It's us versus them. How do you climb the ladder to the pyramid? You show yourself willing to commit acts of heinous evil in order for you to get ahead. It's just that simple. The more evil you are, the more you're saying, I'm willing. It's just that simple. That's why it is a pedocracy. It's not just, you know, kids, toddlers. It's anything innocent or vulnerable. Animals, young animals, small animals, infants, whatever is innocent and vulnerable, you show how willing you are by causing that life pain, maybe to the point of death, ritual murder. Was I talking? Oh yeah. So I was going to give examples of, you know, whether or not Biden's wife and little girl, I have no idea if there was foul play or if this was triggered as part of his journey. I suspect that it was triggered as part of his journey. He was okay with that. And this is part of this formula. And for somebody like Biden, someone as disgusting and despicable as Biden, you asked me in your email about the Hunter Biden laptop. Don't have a lot of intel on that. I don't have a lot of solid intel. What I can tell you is that Hunter Biden's behavior is indicative of a system of corruption, abuse, and violation. Hunter Biden, Roman Catholic Charlie Sheen, what is his dad's name?
Martin.
Enrico Estevez, I think is his real name. You know where he came up with his stage name, right?
No.
Yeah. From Fulton J. Sheen, a Roman Catholic bishop that he thought was just like magical on stage. That's where Martin Sheen got his stage name. Yeah. He's a Spanish Roman Catholic, and like Enrico Estevez, I think is his real name. Guys like that don't have these. Tiger Woods. Okay. Tiger Woods, Hunter Biden, Charlie Sheen, guys like that don't have these porn orgy meltdowns out of the blue. Okay. They have usually not, I'm just saying the evidence is there, particularly of Tiger Woods, of someone that has been through the machine of violation and mind control. I think that Tiger Woods in particular, and I don't have the details. Yes, he spent 3 years. Oh, I think his father is Army, right? Tiger Woods' father.
So yeah, that's how he got his name. Was Tiger was like maybe I think the nickname
in Korea.
Of
he was
his
serving
dad's
in Korea. That's
Korea
right.
Korea
right.
Or Vietnam is
he was
dad's
serving
best
in Korea,
friend.
And so I greatly suspect that Daddy was probably like an Army Freemason and found a fast track into putting his little boy into some sort of sexual satanic CIA cult mind control program. And then he took over all of golfing and then had a meltdown and then had a total porn orgy meltdown, just like Charlie Sheen. And who was the other example we had of? Anyway, these guys aren't having these meltdowns out of the blue. Okay. I highly suspect that they've been traumatized as children as part of this program.
Yeah. You can point out everybody that's been in the Mickey Mouse Club and all the meltdowns that they've had, Britney Spears and all that stuff too, you know, like that's
absolutely Justin Bieber. So what is Miley Cyrus? Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber. What are the signs? The signs are wild fluctuations in personality, in hygiene, in how they present themselves, shaving off their hair, filling their bodies with tattoos. That's because they've been used and violated and have no self-respect. Okay? They've been through this process. And for every Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus who are now pop culture superstars as a reward for being violated as children. And by the way, the vast majority of them, particularly for Bieber and Cyrus, their families did this to them. Their families pulled them in and subjected them to this satanic violation. for every one of them, there are thousands who get no reward. Their reward is a life of misery or death.
Yeah. And that's probably a lot of the people that we see in these large communities, Skid Row communities, you know, just thrown out and foster kids, all that stuff. So
you bet. Troy Bonner from the Franklin cover
up. Man, that guy had a really sad life.
Mess. That poor guy was a mess. He had his brother murdered.
Yep.
He tried to become a whistleblower. And who came in and crushed him? The same institution that crushed Alisha Owen.
Yeah.
The United States Federal Bureau of Instigation.
Gave them perjury charges for just telling the truth.
25 years. Alisha Owen, 25 years. Meanwhile, Lawrence King got like 15 years for embezzlement.
Yeah.
Not for trafficking children. 15 years, 10 or 15 years for embezzlement. Why? Because he stole money from the Roman Catholic orphanage of Boys Town.
Yeah, you can find him. Last I heard, you can find him selling Mercedes somewhere in Virginia.
Justice is served.
Yeah.
Justice is served, right? The Federal Bureau of Instigation, founded by devout Roman Catholic Charles Joseph Bonaparte, great-grandnephew of Napoleon Bonaparte. America's institutions are her own worst enemies. How is that possible? It's because they don't answer to the American people. They are owned by a foreign, malignant, sovereign entity called Rome. Same thing with the CIA. The amount of harm the CIA has done, the trafficking of children, the mind control, torture, and trafficking of children through the CIA. The CIA, the OSS, founded by Wall Street, DuPont lawyer, devout Irish Roman Catholic, William Donovan, a Knight of Malta. Okay, that's good.
What do you think about the whole, when you brought up DuPont, what do you think about the whole Foxcatcher thing? That guy. You know, the DuPont son that shot the wrestler.
I'm unfamiliar with it. All I can tell you is that DuPont is just one of those Luciferian probably billion in today's dollars. Listen, these are people, like I said, they buy their own reality. They buy their own reality. Murder is nothing to them. Torture, pedophilia, it's nothing to them. In fact, it's how they live. So I fully expected as I look into that I would see their influence. Yeah,
look up Foxcatcher, Team Foxcatcher. So they had they have that big gigantic mansion in Pennsylvania, I think. And the son who grew up with the domineering DuPont mother, he was he had like a bunch of Olympic wrestlers come live on his property. He made a big facility, and he was nuts. He had all the markings of someone that had been traumatized as a child, and just you know, went into a dark, deep psychosis, and ended up killing. He had all these wrestlers, like Olympic wrestlers, living. He had like a whole community formed there with housing and everything and gym. And he shot one of them. Dave Schultz was his name, I think. And there's a documentary and a movie with I think Steve Carell in it.
A Roman Catholic Steve Carell documentary and movie. How long ago did this happen? Like 50 years ago?
Because no, this was in the 90s or early 2000s that this happened.
Still old enough for there never to be any justice done.
Right.
Okay, that's the pattern. The pattern is that they rape and murder and pillage. And after the statute of limitations is up, they'll have a congressional committee hearing, or they'll allow a documentary on it where the fraud talking head cockroaches that are supposedly journalists finally do their jobs long after it's. So what is justice? Justice is dispensed by the oath-breaking scum who wear badges and guns, oath-breaking scum, that's an exaggeration. They're not all that way, just like almost all of them. But they are the ones who have coercive force. They are the ones that supposedly dispense justice on our behalf. Cops, judges, and prosecutors. That's where justice comes from, not Rand Paul bloviating with Fauci about gain of fiction or whatever the stupid crap of.
Well, oh, that pyramid of power that you talked about earlier, I mean, that's not any different in all the way down to local police departments, you know?
Absolutely. The pyramid of corruption. Absolutely.
And who do we see that ends up being, you know, what we refer to as local and state politicians all the time? Or it's always people that served in the police department for a time or something like that. A lot of district attorneys had been cops before, stuff like that.
Who was the DC sniper, John Allen Muhammad? I forget, I'm trying to remember his real name. Did you know that he served in the, I want to say Oregon, dude.
Tacoma, Washington. He was from Tacoma, Washington.
It was actually here, Bellingham, Washington.
Oregon National Guard. Both of them, Charles Moose and John Allen Muhammad, served in the Oregon National Guard.
Was it Oregon or Washington, Chud?
No, I think it's Oregon.
Maybe it was Oregon.
No, well, I think it's Oregon. I will verify.
Hold I'm on. Pretty sure that he was from the Tacoma area.
Yeah, but he moved. He bounced around. Okay. So how did he end up in D.C.?
Yeah.
He moved around. Oregon. It's Oregon. Oregon National Guard. The wow. two of them served in the Oregon National Guard together by coincidence. And then they end up murdering and chasing each other in Washington, D.C. Yeah, they have these frauds. They bounce around. They have
so the sniper and the guy.
And the DC police chief. Yes.
Oh man, that's yes. crazy.
Charles Moose and John Allen Muhammad. That's not his real name. We're both served in the Oregon National Guard together.
And then he had some kid with him that he was grooming or something
right.
like that.
Right,
too,
right. Yes, know? Exactly. Yes. All mind control, satanic shit. Yeah. Same thing with that DuPont thing. It's the same formula. So even though I don't know anything, you're just ticking off all the factors of the formula all coming together.
Yeah. We're coming up on an hour, Johnny. I wanted to talk about the Podestas.
Okay, pretty straightforward. Italian, Roman Catholic, Satan worshiping child, infants eating, little boy raping monsters. And I have at least one source, the so-called conservative version of Wikipedia, which I think is called Key Wiki, that says that John Podesta was a Jesuit seminarian. In other words, he went to a seminary to become a Jesuit and supposedly left before he was ordained.
Okay.
So go ahead.
What can you tell us? So he was the Bill Clinton chief of staff, correct? During the whole Clinton administration, all 8 years. And then he was the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, correct?
Of course, Tony Podesta is a very powerful lobbyist. Yes, yes. John Podesta bounced around through several power positions, yes.
Yeah. And then I want to know, did you ever watch that documentary called The Keepers on Netflix? Is he Skippy?
I think he is. I think he is Skippy. And the case that they made, the Keepers, another fantastic example. So you've got a murder of a nun.
It's in Baltimore, right?
Correct. Yes. Archbishop Keogh High School. You've got the trafficking of children by Roman Catholic priests there. Two cops and soldiers, I forget the name of that priest. He was also an Air Force chaplain.
Yeah. I looked it up earlier today, but I don't think I have it anymore.
Anthony okay. Joseph Maskell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was both a police and an Air Force chaplain, and his brother was a cop, and his brother raped the kids at the high school too. Okay. Systemic. 50 years after these crimes, we'll finally do a documentary. Meanwhile, yeah. these cops and government officials and prosecutor that they didn't they have on the show, the female black prosecutor that got a nice red convertible out of her corruption, no different than Kamala Harris, who swept the child raping priests under the rug while she was over there in San Francisco. So yeah, afterwards we can have a finally have a documentary. Yes, they made an excellent case because Podesta is a super twisted schizophrenic who has this alter ego Skippy that he talks about in the third person. Well, I'll do this favor for you, but I don't know that Skippy will like it. Okay. So,
and then in that documentary, they talk about how the girl who was abused really badly, or the nun, which one? I can't remember the deal with. They were being followed by Skippy. And at that time, John Podesta was doing some sort of internship or something in the Washington, D.C., Maryland area.
Right on down to his identity, right on down to the cheesy caterpillar mustache that he had at that time, that they bring up photographs of him at that time with that cheesy porn actor mustache that he sported. So yeah, it's a very compelling case. They did a great job. A Roman Catholic that did the documentary. It's an absolute must watch, all seven parts. And the problem is the same thing with the Spotlight. The Spotlight from the Boston Globe, and also the 2015 movie, outstanding with two big problems. The one big problem is, no, the Boston Globe did not do its job. No, that's not how things are in Boston. How the Roman Catholic Church totally controls cops and judges and government in Boston. Well, that's because it's in Boston. It's Roman Catholic. No, that's everywhere.
Everywhere. If you watch that movie, go watch till the end of the credits, and they have everybody that was all the archdiocese that had payouts because of child abuse.
Good for you.
And it's literally every city in America.
And perfectly put, the end credits are actually more upsetting than the movie because of that. Well done for you, Adam. Where did Bernie Law go? What happened with Bernie Law? As the heat slowly turned up, Bernie Law took a powder and went to Rome and had an extremely cushy retirement.
Is that one of the abuser priests?
Bernard Cardinal Law. He is the cardinal.
Okay.
He was the Archbishop of Boston.
Okay.
That was primarily responsible. His predecessor did the same thing. Mendez, I have to look him up.
So they were the guys that were just moving people around
Okay. I don't buy the idea that these cardinals and bishops don't do the violating and raping themselves. Same thing with George Pell. They finally brought George Pell up to court in Australia on like one count. Same thing with Gagan. He touched a little boy in a public pool or something like that on the ass. That's all you got on this guy after decades. Okay. So this is the whole Catholic process. This is why the Jesuit Pope will never touch the celibacy vow. Pardon me, because the vows of celibacy guarantee that the clergy are turned into satanic, ravenous, sex-starved criminal monsters because they have no outlet for their natural, normal human proclivities. This is where the Orthodox Church trails well behind the Catholic Church in these outrages. Now, there still are Orthodox pedophiles, but they're far few in number. Because
are Orthodox priests allowed to marry?
I think they are allowed before they are ordained. I have to double check this, but they are allowed to have a wife while they maintain their ministry, whatever you want to call it. So I don't buy the idea that these cardinals are just pedo shufflers. They themselves, but you're just not allowed to know because the Vatican owns Boston Globe. Great example. The Vatican owns journalism. the guy from, you know, Hearst, all those guys, they're all Knights of Malta, even when they're not Roman Catholic themselves. They're all in the club. They're all in the club. So Boston Globe and the Keepers. Yeah. So well after it happens. Okay. So Bernard Law, who's Bernard Law, he did the pedophile shuffle. And that whole process, guys, it's all unbelievably satanic through and through. It's bad enough that the cops and the judges and the prosecutors are thoroughly controlled. That's bad enough. It's the reaction of the Catholic parents. Now, I say this with great pain because I was born and raised Catholic. My mother to this day remains a devout Catholic, even though I think she's born again, even though I think I've influenced her, a friend influenced her. That's a spiritual doctrinal discussion, but it's mind control. It's mind control. It is a cult. It is a mind control cult. Oh, Johnny, you can't say that about the Catholic Church. That's extreme. It's huge. You can't say that. Proof of the pedophile system. What do Catholic families do when their little boy, or little girl comes to them and says they've been violated? What do they do?
Ground them.
They punish them.
Yeah.
They ignore them. In the extreme circumstance where they actually listen to the child, where do they go? Do they go to the cops?
They go to the church. Do they go to
social workers? Do they shit themselves? Pardon my language. Do they poop themselves? Pull out a gun and go kill the priest? I'm not saying that. Okay. I'd be in jail. Yeah. That were my little boy.
Yeah.
Who was violated? Who was sodomized by a priest? His innocence was robbed from him by a priest. He'll be completely effed up for the rest of his life, questioning his own sexuality. By the way, this is why I have extreme compassion for homosexuals, because many of them were raped and abused and tortured themselves, traumatized themselves. Yeah. The militant, the Breitbart crap that Bannon pushes out today about, oh, the militant homosexual. No, no, no. You guys are the pedos. You guys are the militant perverts. Rome is a militant pervert. Fauci was going from bathhouse to bathhouse when he was doing his research on AIDS. They're the ones, and they turn around and they murder homosexuals. What do the Catholic parents do? They go to the bishop. They go back to the church.
Yeah.
Oh, your eminence. Father Boybugger sodomized my little boy. Can you take care of that? Oh, my son, my daughter, I'll take it. You will never see him again. Are you effing kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then what do? They take this pig, this pervert. I don't know. I don't know what I'm pointing to. They take the monster and they send him on a 2-week vacation.
Yeah.
A 2-week vacation.
They send him to, they send him to a third world country to go do it where it's even easier to do it.
Yep.
It's always easier. It's always easier because they are never from their diocese. They were never born and raised in their diocese. It's part of the rule of not born here. I call it not born here. These monsters never come from where they sit. Mm-hmm. They always come, usually from another country, just for that reason, Adam, just for that reason. So they are divorced from any empathy from the people that they were born and raised with. It's easy for them to rape and pillage. And that's what the Catholic Church says to them.
I've got a question for you. That's a little.
Hang
bit...
on, hold on, hold your question because there's a little bit more to this story.
Okay.
What they do, and that he pop them into a new diocese where the Catholic families have no idea that this is a rehabilitated serial child rapist, and then they start all over again. Do you know that one of the reporters from the Spotlight team, a guy I like, Mike Resendez, of the Spotlight team, Mike is the only guy that even acknowledged me when I was writing Eaters of Children. I reached out to every one of those guys. And said, hey, can you talk to me while I'm writing my book? Mike Resendez was the only guy that at least gave me the courtesy of a thanks, but no thanks. Everybody else just completely ignored me because they're all corrupt. Mike Resendez, working for the Associated Press, recently did a story on, what do they call it? PPP grants, Corona hoax, COVID rebate money. Okay. Yeah. The overall concept is the government bleeds you white. The government steals so much of your wealth. They all told, they're probably taking 60% of your overall of the average person. Guys like Trump, and go look, Naomi Prinz did a fantastic story about the Trump-Hillary election and said, hey, you know what? These two multimillionaires, billionaire, have one thing in common. They don't pay taxes. That's for the little people. You pay taxes. So this concept is they have ruined you with this false flag psyop. They have destroyed you. They put you on the verge of suicide. Many have taken their own lives as a result of this outrage. I call it 9/11 4.0 is the scamdemic. The concept is these wonderful politicians are actually going to throw some crumbs back to you. It's your friggin' money in the first place. They're going to throw some crumbs back to you so you can stay alive and pay your bills and put food back on your table. Do you know that the Roman Catholic Church jumped in front of COVID relief money and stole billions with a B and helped fund their buyouts of victims, paid off rape victims with COVID relief money, sent pedophile priests to their vacation homes with COVID relief money that they stole, that they had no right to? Okay, now is your question.
Man, I thought it was bad that NPR and all these art museums and stuff were taking money. I didn't know that part of it.
Adam, it all needs to come down. It all needs to come down.
Oh, yeah.
The public paying for education, so-called education, indoctrination is what it is. An absolute waste of time. Go ahead, Judge.
Yeah, you know, just saying 100%. It's indoctrination.
All needs to come down. Yeah. Education is the biggest scam of all time and comes from the Catholic Church for millennia. Millennia, the Catholic Church, it's their idea of putting through everyone in civilization into this meat grinder of indoctrination. Indoctrination, that's what education is. It's indoctrination. By the way, that's what doctors are. Doctors are not healers. Doctors are not physicians. Excuse me. The word doctor comes from the Latin word docere, which means to instruct, to indoctrinate, to feed propaganda. It has nothing to do with healing. That's not what doctors do. Doctors go through a Rockefeller mind control process, and it tells them nothing about how to heal people. Doctors have zero hands-on experience about what a virus is or what to heal people, etc. Same thing with the education process. What do kids really need today? And by the way, what is criminal is that good parents finally wake up and homeschool their kids. But you know what? You're still paying. You're still paying for everybody around you. Are you kidding me? It's time to burn it down. It's time for a civil friggin' war. It's time to burn it down. What do they really need? They need debt management. They need banking and the crimes of bankers. They need cars, how to fix cars, electricity, computers, how to fix your plumbing, how to balance your checkbook. All this stuff critical to kids that they will never see. Instead, they're learning how to put a condom on a cucumber. Okay. So it's in totally. Oh, and best of all, they need to learn how to think critically. They need to learn how to be individuals, how to feed their creativity. Never learn that. They learn how to put that mask on and follow in this line.
Yeah.
Kids, school kids.
They need to learn that their teacher's gay husband and them went paddleboarding the weekend before. They need to learn about that because,
right,
you know,
sellouts.
I'm always saying that a diploma is nothing more than a piece of paper that shows that you know how to conform. That's it.
And that you've picked up a lot of debt, and that you've picked up anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000 of debt. And by the way, that is the gateway to controlling. There's $300,000 to start and another $300,000 in interest for their doctor indoctrination. So that by the time they check test.
You're good. You froze up a little bit, but you did the robot a little bit, but you're back.
But by the time they become a doctor, a practicing doctor, a licensed doctor, and by the way, that's the other gateway, is the licensing process.
But yeah, you've got all that debt. You're a slave now. You have to play ball to pay off that debt.
Hey, you got to make those Audi and Mercedes payments. Okay. You want to live good like everybody else, but you also got to pay your debts off. So yeah, when Fauci tells you to put them on a respirator and murder them with remdesivir, well, you got to go ahead and do that. Yeah. Murder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's, I was going to ask a question. I kind of just, maybe I'll make it as a statement, is just, when we were talking about how the Catholic families, like the Irish Catholic families in Boston, would go seek counseling from the priest who'd molested their kid. It just seems we go hard on boomers on this show. We don't like them very much, even though one of the people on this show is usually a boomer, but, it seems like that generation, and, you know, for kids growing up in the 80s, like I did, and older people, that pedophilia like wasn't a big deal to, like, it was just kind of swept under the rug. It was just something that happened. Everybody had like a creepy uncle or a priest. I mean, Jimmy Dore went on Joe Rogan once and was like talking about this priest who had taken water skiing, him and his friends, and like how it was like a big game to like try not to get fondled by Father Steve. And Joe Rogan was like, did he actually get some of the guys? And Jimmy Dore goes, oh yeah. He got some of us. And it's just like, I hate to bring it up, but it's just like, yeah, people I know in my life it seems like if you're 70 years old and you knew somebody that got molested, it was just kind of something that happened. And it's so weird. And I think, you know, I went to Catholic school, Johnny, up till eighth grade, and in here in Portland, Oregon, and everything that we're talking about happened at both Catholic schools I went to. And, you know, they didn't get me. I got lucky. My parents weren't divorced, and they didn't target me. So, my parents continued sending me to that school after that all came out. You know, I told my parents, I was talking to my parents, if I ever had kids, what I would do to school them. And they said, well, why don't you just send your kids to Catholic school?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
because I don't want them raped.
That's a good reason. And it's, you know, I remember being indoctrinated into that, and just the shame and guilt that I felt for doing normal stuff that, you know, you do while you're growing up. And I think that whole indoctrination is all part of it, you know?
Yeah. Stand by. Let me put this call off.
Okay.
Hey, I'm on a call. Can I call you back? I'm on a call real quick. Okay. Let me call you right back. Is this Junie?
Okay. Good to go.
Sorry about that.
No worries, man. You gotta get out of here, Johnny.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. Yeah,
I could point out here too. My wife's family is Catholic, and or at least her mother and her grandmother on that side are. Grandmother is very dedicated Catholic. Her mother is she's like a Christmas and Easter type Catholic. But my whole wife's childhood, she was pretty much not allowed at the church. Her mother knew she didn't want her kids or her brother. She didn't want them coming around this church. You know, she's very quiet. You know, we were talking about being quiet in these situations. She's quiet to the point where she's going, I don't even want my kids to step foot inside of this institution. And it blows my mind. I talked to her today. You know, she's in her 70s and, you know, she doesn't really have anything to say about the church, but she is there every Christmas.
Wow. Yeah. Very similar experiences, two Catholic schools for me, and was approached by a teacher in Catholic high school. And fortunately, you know, I was a football player, and it's weird experience. They know how to confuse and groom kids. They know not to come right out and be forceful. How to plant little seeds of doubt in order to try and win you over. And it was just enough of an upsetting experience where you know you trust somebody, and then out of the blue they say, hey, you know, do you ever think of this? Do you ever It's like, no, what the F is wrong with you? No, it didn't enter my mind. And so that kind of reaction fortunately ended it. But I'm sure there have been many more that it was successful, that people who have been hurting and easy prey. I mean, that's the formula. That's the formula. As a matter of fact, I write about it extensively in Eaters of Children, of these priests going into broken families, families of good Catholic families, single moms who've had 6, 7, 8, 9, 15 friggin' kids because the Catholic Church told them to. And then the good Catholic father takes a powder and the mother's losing her mind because she's got 15 kids in the house and it's only her. And then good father boy bugger comes over and takes it. That's no exaggeration. That's no exaggeration. As a matter of fact, that exact same scenario is played out in the spotlight, both the movie and the actual investigation, where they preyed upon these huge, broken Catholic families there.
Yeah.
Okay. So my heart goes out to you guys because I've been there too. I lived it myself. It is a disease. And that's why I say, and I shouldn't say put it that way, but religion is a disease. Religion is the source of evil for everything everywhere. Religion is the source. I'm not a religionist. My own faith is I am a born again Christian. I have a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Me right to Christ up there. Yep. Somewhere. Me yeah, right to
we've
Christ.
We've been talking to a lot of Christians on the show recently, and we've been talking to people that say, like, I'm not even a Christian. I'm a follower of Christ. You know, I don't go to a place, you know, I do it all.
He even called it churchianity. He's not a part of churchianity.
Good for him.
I really liked that.
That's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is, because it's the same program that we were talking about, guys. Capitalism, politics, religion. It's that pyramid process. The more centralized you are, the easier it is to corrupt. You just grab those key positions and you put your puppets in, or better yet, you corrupt those key positions. You get them with the pictures of your whatever, the porn or the kiddie porn or them, you know, going out and a prostitute or whatever. And then you blackmail them, put them on the spot, and then you leave them in those key positions. And that is the process of total control. And if you're foolish enough to turn your faith into a religion and rely on these human beings, that's how you're going to get done dirty. That's why I keep telling people, you have got to be your own everything. And people don't want to hear this. You have got to be your own scientist. You've got to be your own pastor. You've got to be your own healer. You've got to be your own journalist. Because everywhere that you trust an expert, you have been lied to.
Yep. You say people don't want to hear that. I want to hear that.
Yeah.
you just hit my, that's like my personal philosophy. I've never put it into terms like that, but that's everything in my life is based on what you just said.
Yeah. Look at the success of the scamdemic. What is the success? And I heard Amanda Vollmer say this, it is a pandemic of the tested. It is a pandemic of the tested. Excuse me. Your body will tell you if you're sick. Your body will tell you if you're sick. Who came up with the idea of going to an expert and them testing you, and you trust that entire process, and they come back and they tell you you have this boogie virus that you've never seen and can't verify yourself.
And don't feel. And you have no symptoms.
Right. Nobody trusts themselves anymore. You know,
you're an asymptomatic carrier. You know what that means? You're healthy. You're healthy. That's what an asymptomatic carrier means. You're healthy.
Yeah.
There are no symptoms. And oh, by the way, the symptoms are completely separate. They are why the great book that I recommend, although it's still seated in germ theory, Arthur Furstenberg's The Invisible Rainbow, where Furstenberg goes and explains every new breakthrough in technology, particularly electromagnetic radiation-based technology.
We talked about that on our the last show we recorded. We talked about
a new level of sickness. Every single one. When electricity first hit in the late 1800s, then telephone, then radio. And by the way, radio coincided with 1917, 1918. And yep. that's why the Spanish flu struck healthy, able-bodied military men, because they had radio masts being placed on every single vehicle and massive radio masts being placed in the middle of their posts. Mm-hmm. And it was making them sick and killing them. And another invention at that time was aspirin. And aspirin was really toxic when it first came out, killing people. So you vaccinate them, you fill them with toxins before they go to war. They live in despicable, the enlisted men did, live in horrible conditions. Then you vaccinate them on the way back. All the while you're blasting them with radio waves and filling them with drugs and toxins. What a surprise that they're dropping in droves. Okay. So every new level of, and that's why everybody's, and you should make a big deal out of 5G, because fifth generation mobile really has, they're much more military applications than they are for actual improving your cellular capability.
I was pretty good with the speed of 4G.
Yeah, me too.
So it was working fine for me.
And we didn't even know what the prices we were paying. Yeah. I now am in a habit. Only this past 12 months, I would say, I'm now in the habit of turning off my modem every night, my Wi-Fi modem every night.
Yeah.
I see the improvement. I see the improvement in my pets. I had a pet that liked to sleep near the modem, and she was getting sick, regularly mm-hmm. sick. Turn the modem off every night, and you know she improved.
I'm gonna give that a shot. My dog's sleeping in the living room with the modem, so
absolutely just turn it off every night, turn it back on in the morning. That's one way to stop it. You can eventually modulate that with Ethernet. Try to get yourself over from Wi-Fi to Ethernet. We're making that change ourselves.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chadwick, were you trying to say something?
No, I'm just agreeing with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm working on that right now. I'm looking up at a hole I'm about to drill to run an Ethernet cable down to my basement so that I'm not doing Wi-Fi for these podcasts.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. There's ways around it. And the bottom line is we just don't know, because it's been hidden from us on purpose. The cancer industry is a great example. They know this, guys. They know this. That's why it's the goal of the cancer industry to manage cancer. They're not interested in healing you. They're not interested in curing you. They want to manage you into death. That means rob you and poison you until you're dead and kill you with it.
A question I like to ask people is, if anyone has ever died of cancer who was not diagnosed first.
You know, there's a huge psychological factor, cancer and AIDS. The diagnosis in and of itself will start the mental process of degradation.
Yep.
Your healing and your illness starts right here. It starts in your thought process. There are many people that were literally killed with the diagnosis.
I heard this story a while back. Forgive me for quoting something. I think it was on NPR. I think it was on This American Life, but it was a story about this Asian family, and they had, I think they were in America, but they had an Asian grandmother who was from there, you know, and got diagnosed with something. She didn't speak English. She's going to die. And they gave her a month or something. So everybody comes over. They don't tell her, everybody, but like the whole extended family is coming over and celebrating her life. They're all like spending time together, but she doesn't know. And she lives for like 20 years or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. My very, very, very dear friends, Dawn Lester and David Parker, they tell the story of what got them into researching and investigating the medical industry. And that is personal experience. They had six immediate friends and family that were all diagnosed with cancer. And they did exactly what their doctors told them to do and took the chemo. And every single one of them died a painful death. Every one of them. A seventh was a crusty, curmudgeon old woman who essentially said, F you, I don't care what you say. I'm not doing what you say. I'm going to live my life on. And do you know that she did the same thing? She decades more, she continued to live on.
Yeah.
The kill is in the cure. And that is 100%. It's not entirely accurate for cancer. Cancer is absolutely real and legitimate. Cancer is the seventh stage of illness. There's seven stages of illness. They include loss of energy, They include a lot of evidence in your skin, because your skin is the largest organ in your body. And when your body is poisoned normally, and that's why you hear a lot about liver and kidney failure, that's your body telling you you've been poisoned. You've been so terribly poisoned that the organs you normally rely on to filter the poisons out are failing because you've been poisoned. Induration is another aspect of it. You will get scarring in your skin. You get irritation in your skin. And eventually you get ulceration. Your sweat pores are not big enough to get the poison out fast enough. Your body will actually open ulcers in your skin in an effort to push toxins out. That's what all the poxes are about. Measles, chickenpox, smallpox, all that weird modeling. That's your body saying you've been poisoned. Every kid gets now, what, like 30 vaccines as soon as they're born? And those are time bombs. And they all hatch roughly at the same time. That's what that process is. Oh, chickenpox party. You're full of poop. You don't know what you're talking about. It's a hazy memory. You really never went. It's part of a process where now it's never, you never heard about it a century ago because it didn't exist, because the poisons of today didn't exist a century ago. It's a process of your body trying to heal you, and you're oblivious to it. And the frauds in medicine don't want you to know because they've been licensed to kill you. Literally. License to kill you. That's the whole 97.2% of everyone who puts themselves, who gets diagnosed with cancer, who puts themselves in the hands of a doctor will die of cancer. 97.2%. Okay, so this goes back, and I wrote about this in my recent book, Disciples of Ra. I don't remember which year it was. Almost like 60... I got to look this up. 68. Is that still Nixon? Are we talking Nixon 68? The war on cancer. Richard Milhouse Nixon started the war on cancer. The United States government gives itself and the Cancer Institute, which, by the way, just happens to be co-located in the Biological Warfare Center in Maryland, the colony by Catholics for Catholics. Same thing with AIDS research. The military and AIDS. What the F is the military conducting AIDS research? I don't know. Ask Anthony Fauci. Ask Judy Mikovits. She was there. She was involved. So was her boss, Francis Ricchetti, another Italian Roman Catholic. Francis Ricchetti was Unitarian, but his whole family is Roman Catholic. And by the way, the Catholics, they love to name their kids Francis after the co-founder of the Jesuits. It's a great tell. Anybody that has a middle name, particularly the boys, they name their so-and-so Francis, so-and-so. It's because they're honoring the Jesuits with that name, usually. Cancer. So 97.2% after spending, I got to say, like $1 billion a year, $1 billion a year. And the percentage after 30 years, 40 years, how long has it been? More than that, almost 50 years.
Yeah.
The war on cancer. And the percentage of death is 97.2%. Another reason civil war is long overdue. And I'm not exaggerating. Civil war is long overdue. Cancer alone. We're told, what is it? $33 trillion in debt, a guaranteed fiscal collapse. The solution is civil war. Are you kidding me? That is high treason. It's high treason, guaranteed fiscal collapse. And they brag about it. Oh, the government just passed another $1 trillion budget.
Yeah, spending bill.
Are you kidding me? Decades of wide open borders, of which Donald Trump did nothing. Decades of completely wide open borders. That's high treason. High treason. Anyone involved in that should be executed. Look up a guy by the name of Resendez Ramirez, the railroad killer. He was picked up by Immigration and Naturalization. I've got it on my website. Like 20 times. Picked up and released like the same day. He was a Mexican national who rode the railroads all the way into like Kansas, would go in through windows, rape, murder, and leave. Would repeatedly, like 20 times, picked up. They did a report. Oh, how did we fail picking it up and releasing him 20 times? Resendez Ramirez.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Man. That's crazy. It's crazy stuff, Johnny. Well, I think we're going to wrap here. Is that cool with you?
You bet, guys. I love you both. Enjoy your show and be happy to come back anytime you want.
Yeah, we're going to get you back on because I didn't watch it yet, but I saw that you have a video talking about the Jesuits and the shape of the earth. So don't even start because we're going to go, but
yeah, this has been amazing, man.
We're all about that stuff. So
you've been a fire hose of information today. I've taken 2 full pages of notes. I need to listen to this back, and this is going to be at least a couple hours of me doing some research that I wrote down here too. So thank you for all of
you guys. You bet. You guys make sure that you have all of my immediate contact information, my phone number, Skype, any of that stuff. You can call me personally at any time. Just keep in mind the time difference, the time zone difference. And as you're doing that research, brother, you can call me and let me know any questions you have. Please feel free. Both, I'm saying privately, publicly, professionally, on the side, whatever it is you need, I'm here for you. I'm excited to connect to you.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks, Johnny. Where can people find you?
Yeah, johnnycirucci.com, johnnycirucci.com. You can write me at johnny@johnnycirucci.com. Of course, I've been deleted so many times from You Screwed that I don't bother going back. I've moved all of my audio and video material on Odyssey and my 5 books so far. I'm not popular enough to have them taken down from Amazon. So you can get all of my 5 books right now, currently, thankfully, on Amazon. Illuminati Unmasked, Secret History, Eaters of Children, Romans of Mass Destruction, and Disciples of Ra.
Cool. Well, we're going to throw this up on YouTube and see if you can get us a strike. So thanks for going hard, bro. We really, really appreciate it, man. All right. Talk to you soon, man.
All right, guys. Take care. Guys. God bless. Bye.
I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for me. I'm not signed on to killing all those old people or those black babies. Fuck you, motherfucking New World Order. I will get your ass. Delay that. It pisses me off. You sign on to playing God, you get burned. And all you dumbasses that serve the New World Order are idiots. Playing God all day. Deciding who lives and who dies.
Penis man.
And then I find out they're all screwing little kids and devil worshiping. Of course they are. Oh, you're the big elites. Oprah Winfrey and Ted Turner and Bill Clinton and Epstein, all in that 7-story pervert building in New York. What a bunch of freaks. And the fact that those pedophiles, and I'm calling Oprah Winfrey one, hope she burns in hell. Every damn one of you's a piece of crap. And you're going to be judged. So you just continue to enjoy hurting babies and hurting old people and hurting homeless people and turn us all into a bunch of idiots. Because you will be destroyed.
Mom, I'm transgender.